Cowan. Natalie Harris is calling out Engage Barry chair Alyssa Wright for alleged social media harassment and verbal abuse. Wright has denied the claims, as well as any connection to a Twitter account associated with the allegations that follows and comments on City Council. In a letter released Tuesday, Harris said the alleged attacks are one of the main reasons she's not seeking re-election in Ward 6 in the October 24 municipal election. Harassment. Not feedback or criticism of my decisions, that is very much welcomed, Harris wrote in her letter. What I experienced was on a deeper, more vindictive level. This direct, targeted harassment grew over the last 3 years. It was personal, vindictive, and vengeful. I have been public about my pre-existing PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and addiction recovery that resulted from my previous career as a paramedic, the city councilor wrote, and the targeted harassment exploited that reality, causing me to spiral into a dark place a few times, to the point my family was fearful for my well-being. Harris wrote an incognito Twitter account website as responsible for some of the alleged harassment. But Wright denies any connection between Engage Barry and the biased scribe, which Harris doesn't specifically mention in her letter. It is frustrating and disappointing that all the incredible work of a local, grassroots organization is being cast into question by a political satire account that has absolutely nothing to do with that organization. The biased scribe is not associated with Engage Barry organization, Wright wrote in an email to Barry today. It existed long before Engage Barry, and is not affiliated or endorsed in any way by Engage Barry organization. That said, it also comments on all members of council, not just Cowan. Harris, and a quick search, will clearly show that the account has given her praise as well, Wright added, that Cowan. Harris is labeling residents as harassers for holding council accountable is just as frustrating, yet not surprising. Under existing provincial legislation and city bylaws, there's little recourse, Harris wrote, to either stop or hold accountable those who targeted her and some of her colleagues on city council. That individual is Alyssa Wright, the chair of Engage Barry, the organization that is co-hosting your upcoming debate and candidate panels, Harris wrote. The CARP Engage Barry Mayoral Candidates Forum is scheduled to take place Saturday, October 1 from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Salvation Army Citadel on Lillian Crescent. The Canadian Association of Retired Persons, CARP, advocates on behalf of Canadians as they age, while Engage Barry says it is working to create an equitable community, mobilize empowered people and build an engaged local democracy. From the beginning, Engage was clear that it was comprised of individuals who did not necessarily share the same views, opinions or politics, but who were determined that all voices be heard and considered by City Council. Wright said, when speaking for Engage, individuals were expected to adhere to Engage policies and values, but as engaged members of the public, they were free to have and express their own viewpoints and opinions, said Wright. It is unfortunate that current members of council won't allow the same independence, and are attempting to discredit an entire organization based on the personal opinions of one fictional character, Wright added. Harris wrote she believes neutral community organizations stepping up to facilitate a debate or panel for the candidates is great, and should go on. This event being organized by an organization whose chair and main active member is Alyssa is not okay, Harris wrote. My hope is that CARP host the event on its own, or partner with another respected, neutral community organization that does not have its chair create an incognito account that ruthlessly harasses people who have chosen to serve their community. Engage Barry, as an organization, also responded to Harris' letter Tuesday afternoon. It denied any affiliation to the biased scribe or that Wright created the incognito account. Engage Barry also said it unequivocally denounces abuse or harassment of anyone, including elected officials. Harris sent her letter to local candidates running for office, because she believes all of them have the right to know the truth as the elections nears. I admire your decision to step up and seek to represent your constituents and serve your community, she wrote. It is a courageous and difficult task, but also very rewarding. I hope you will never be subject to any harassment while in your role. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. The letter was also sent to the media and community stakeholders. It's important that you also know that this individual, Wright, was even holding a sign at the last city council meeting, September 21, supporting Bill 5, Stopping Harassment and Abuse by Local Leaders Act. This hypocrisy is vile, Harris wrote. On September 21, City Council again supported the act, a provincial bill that would create a process for municipal councils to remove their members who violate workplace violence and harassment policies. By direct motion, from Harris, the city reissued its letter of support for the act to local MPPs, Stephen Blaise, Premier Doug Ford, the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, and the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, CAUN. Sergio Morales tried to amend Harris' motion, that the province explore ways for municipalities to deal with members of the public who are vexatious harassers, that is in compliance with the Municipal Act. I saw the abuse that you went through. I got the emails, Morales said to Harris at that meeting. And it was way beyond the role of public service. It was personal. It exploited the PTSD you went public about. And it was unnecessary. But Morales withdrew the amendment when it became clear it would not pass. Mayor Jeff Lehman said the public is subject to the Criminal Code of Canada, the laws of Ontario and Barrie's bylaws. There's nothing in the Municipal Act or the Code of Conduct, for councillors, or anything that affects some troll in their basement saying awful things, he said. I've had to have police protection. The stuff that gets sent to elected officials is appalling. It's appalling and there should be accountability for it. But we live in this world where people are able to send messages and evade accountability for the kind of things they say no matter how hateful, upsetting, Lehman added. The treatment of elected officials is one of the reasons why people don't run for office anymore, and it's unacceptable.